It's official, spring has arrived, and with it comes Shakespeare Chattanooga's co-production with the Desert Theater of the First Baptist Church in downtown Chattanooga of Much Ado About Nothing. Shakespeare's high comedy about love amidst the battle of the sexes. Shakespeare Chattanooga's producing director Janice Hash says we decided on Much Ado because its lighthearted wackiness makes it a great choice for spring.
Terry, sweet Beatrice.
I am gone, though I am here. There is no love in you. Nay, I pray you let me go.
Beatrice.
If faith, I will go.
We'll be friends first.
You dare easier be friends with me than fight with mine enemy.
Oh, is Claudio thine enemy?
Is he not approved in the height a villain that hath slandered, scorned, dishonored my kinswoman? Oh, that I were a man. What? Bear her in hand until they come to take hands, and then with public accusation, uncovered slander, unmitigated rancor. Oh, God, that I were a man, I would eat his heart in the marketplace.
Hear me, Beatrice.
Talk with a man out a window, a proper saying.
Oh, nay, but Beatrice.
Sweet hero, she is wronged. She is slandered. She is undone.
Beatrice.
Princes and counties. Oh, surely, a princely testimony, a goodly count, Count Comfet, sweet gallant, surely. Oh, that I were a man for his sake, or that I had any friend would be a man for my sake.
That was a scene between Benedick and Beatrice, played by Carling Conway and Stephen Disbro. The road to marriage is often lined with pitfalls and impediments, says Coming Study Guides about Much Ado About Nothing. Benedick and Beatrice are hostile lovers before they warm to each other, but love is not blind. And Benedick well knows that Beatrice has a sharp tongue whose stings he must endure if he is to be her husband and live with her for decades to come. Likewise, Beatrice well knows Benedick's faults. Yet, before the play is over, they acknowledge their deep love for each other and marry.
I had rather be a canker in a hedge than a rose in his grace. And it better suits my blood to be disdained of all than to fashion a carriage to rob love from any. In this, though it cannot be said that I am a flattering, honest woman, it must not be denied that I am a plain-dealing villain. I am trusted with a muzzle and enfranchised with a clog. Therefore, I have decreed not to sing in my cage. If I had my mouth, I would bite. If I had my liberty, I would do my liking. Therefore, let me be that I am and seek not to alter me.
And that was Monica Woodleaf playing the role of Lady Jane, which is actually Don John in the original script. But Shakespeare Chattanooga, in fine Shakespearean-like fashion, has done some gender-bending with Much Ado About Nothing. And the character of Don John, the leading villain of the play, is now called Lady Jane, who's the leading villainess.
Being the villain in Shakespeare is a lot of fun. And I kind of think of it as if it were being played as a man, it's got more of this energy of a wolf, but being played as a woman, it's more of an energy of a snake. Of course, she's illegitimate. He's illegitimate, however you want to say it. And back at that time, illegitimate children were treated even lower than the servants. So it's easy to imagine the resentment that would build up where your half-brother is the prince, has all the inheritance, all the respect, and you have none of it. So it would be very easy to see how a villain would make the choices that she makes because of that resentment.
Dost thou not suspect my place? Dost thou not suspect my years? Oh, that he were here to write me down an ass. But remember, masters, that I am an ass. Though it not be written down, forget not that I am an ass.
And that was actor Rodney Strong playing Dogberry, one of Shakespeare's classic clown characters.
One of the reasons I play it as a Barney Fife in that classic show, Barney always thought he was smarter than everyone else. And when he would choose deputies, he would choose, you know, Goober and Otis and the ones that he could control, which is basically what Dogberry has done with his crew.
Typical Shakespeare. You've got comedy on several different levels because, of course, he was writing for an audience that was very diverse. People who, the Dogberry crew is definitely written for the groundlings, you know, because the groundlings want to see, groundlings being the people who are standing on the ground in Shakespeare's own time. And all they want to see is people hitting each other over the head.
We have that.
We have a lot of that. There's a lot of hitting people over the head. And then you have the more elevated comedy that is designed for the people who know a little bit more, can appreciate the wit, and that you really get in the Beatrice and Benedick scenes.
Shakespeare was working with the same emotions then that we have today, So the hardest part, says Stephen Disborough, is figuring out which emotions the words are supposed to trigger and how to convey them to the audience.
Even though he invented a whole lot of words that we use today and don't think twice about, a lot of them he, you know, it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall. You never know what's going to stick. And some of these words just didn't stick, like distractions. I have a line, happy are they that hear their distractions and can put them to mending. And this is after I've been hiding in the bushes, and he's been railed on by these people. They're saying Beatrice loves him, but they're saying, oh, why would she? Because he is this, he is that. So it occurred to me while I was learning these lines that distractions must be imperfections. And he's heard them, and now he's heard them. He's overheard them, but he's heard them, and he's going to put them to mending. He's going to fix them.
One of the lines that I had was, you may think I love you not. Let that appear hereafter, and aim better at me by that I now will manifest. Exactly. I had to memorize that word for word because of the prepositions that Shakespeare loves to throw in there as descriptors. I was completely lost until I memorized it and said it about 50 times. I'm like, oh, I get it. And what she's saying is to Claudio, Claudio, you may think I love you not, which she doesn't. She hates him. And she said, but aim better at me. Think better of me when I tell you what I'm about to tell you. And a lot of my lines have a lot of sounds because I'm the evil guy, and I love that. He puts those in all the time.
And the funny thing for Dogberry is he's always using the wrong word in the wrong place.
Yeah. Yes, he's full of malprops.
And if you hear what he's saying, you go, that's not what that's supposed to mean. He's saying the wrong word. Mm-hmm. And so as an actor, it's hard acting like you're saying the right word when it's the wrong word. And for Dogberry, that's the confusing part, is he's got to act like he thinks he knows what he's saying when he really doesn't.
But how do you distinguish between a Shakespeare comedy and a Shakespeare tragedy?
In the tragedies, everybody dies. In the comedy, everybody lives happily ever after.
And gets married.
And gets married.
Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, presented as a co-partnership between the First Baptist Church and Shakespeare Chattanooga, runs from March 25th through March 27th. For more information or to purchase tickets, call 423-265-2257. You can also follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Vanessa Guilfoyle.